This man needs medical attention.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
The old method of treatment for a person in this condition was to throw him in jail.
98. Look, Jeremy's here. Hi, Jeremy. How are you?
Pretty good. How are you?
Did you play along this morning in the keg hunt? You can't. You're an employee. It sucks, doesn't it? When the listeners make more than you.
Yeah.
It's the worst. There are employees here who hate this because they look around and go, really? Just tossing that all over to you guys? And here Jeremy is humping his job, 18-hour days. But you know what? They deserve it.
Sure.
Because if they don't deserve it, Jeremy doesn't. Anyway, nerve-wracking. We're going to start all over here. You got people on there?
I
didn't even think I forgot if we'd asked or not. I'm still answering all these keg questions. They're gone. They're done. The coordinates for the Action Ride Shop ones are all we've got left. That's it. And I'm not kidding. That's it. And they're on our Twitter and on Action Ride Shop's Twitter and Instagram. If you want to go try to find those out, you can. But I'm telling you right now, they're pretty gone. I got to get this off. I'm sorry. This brace is
free yourself.
Destroying me today.
Take it off.
And I want to thank Jay Gutentag, our lady listener, Jay, who was out this morning. Yeah. So I get the text from Jay, and I can only read it as Jay Gutentag, where she's like, man, I was out there with a bunch of guys, man, and let me tell you something. I didn't find any keg, but I did find a dead tomcat. And so I text back, and I'm like, well, there you go. I said, you know, sorry you struck out. She sends back a picture of the dead tomcat. And it says underneath it, yep, see, man, dead tomcat. There were like 10 people laying around. And I got a reputation to uphold, so I ate it.
God, if anyone could bring that cat back to life.
Because if there's pussy that ain't moving laying around, Gutentag's taking care of it. You know what I'm saying? I can bring it back to life, ladies. Big shave! Or otherwise. Sorry. What are you doing? You setting up cameras for Jeremy?
Yeah.
We have to film Jeremy doing something?
That's the special black and white
camera. I
thought
we wanted people to watch.
Whoa, that's the sepia camera?
Yeah, it's our sepia. Jeremy's actually like one of those 1920s old baseball films. There's sound missing. All right, we'll try this. He's here. It's the first time.
Yeah.
We'll see how it sounds on a mic. Who knows? Sounds all right in the bathroom. Ladies
the first time he's practiced.
Yeah, it's time your Guadalupe squares happen right here in front of you. And we got food for you. And here's your host of these said squares, Mr. Jeremy Bergeron. Jeremy!
Thank you, Chancellor. Starting the top left corner. That's right. It's President Joe Biden.
Come on, man. Give it a try, man. I'm here.
Sleepy Joe.
Sleepy Joe, man. Tell you what, Brady, I'm starting to turn into Gutentag. I shouldn't have. You know what, man? Screw it. It's too hard. I just did the Gutentag before it. Come on, man. I'm not kidding around, man.
Is that a tear?
I got a lot on my mind, man. Fixing COVID.
Man, I'm telling you what, I'm taking over. It's impossible. Man, you can't have two people say man that much and one you're good at and one you're screwed. I'm president, man. I got rid of this pussy, too. It's good in the bathroom, but when you do Gutentag before and you weren't thinking, it takes over, man. President Gutentag in the upper left. God damn it, it was good a second ago. We'll try again next Friday. Next square!
All right, in the top middle square, they're celebrating the Final Four. It's Shaq and Barkley.
I voted for that guy. I was ready for this one. I thought he was going to perform, man. I thought this was happening. And that big man sits in there and tells everybody he can do it. That's crazy. Look at him over there eating that giant dead pussy. What's wrong with him?
I think that's a woman shit. I don't believe that is. I don't believe that's a man.
You got it crazy. I'm a betting man. I bet you $1 million right there. That is not a woman.
I tell you right now, listen to the show, man. That's a chick. That's a chick. I want some insurance on that bet.
That's crazy. Final Four this weekend. You know what, Shaq? You got any gold bonds? Something going on in that man's pants over there. They're getting all wet.
I'm not putting gold bond in Gutentag's pants, man. I don't want to know how that ass tastes.
I got in trouble this week because I picked Alabama to go ahead at Alabama to beat teams. And as an Auburn man, you're not supposed to pick Alabama to do nothing.
You got some
and
heat.
I got heat from the Rock. And that's all right because you know what? They ain't in it. It's okay. Baylor, they're going to win it all anyway. Gonzaga. I don't even know if that's in the United States. I don't even know if they qualify for it. But I did watch the girls' three-point shooting contest last night, and congratulations, the girls scored 3 points.
All right, in the top right square, it's the man, Eddie Vedder.
Well, Jeremy, that's too nice. What an introduction from Jeremy. It was really... Jeremy was named after the kid we sang about. You know, the kid back in
the... Yeah, one of my favorite songs.
Confederate training school that shot up his classmates with a musket. It took forever, but he did it.
Reloaded.
Jeremy spoke in antebellum class today.
No.
You're not allowed to... You were there. You should know. Jeremy, it's great. You know, we're the number one downloaded band in all of...
The interworld.
The interworld, the web. And you know what's great about the internet? The trees grow wild on the internet. There's no mowing down any of the trees. Like you do in Brazil or South America and all the rainforests and everything else. You're ruining our planet. Jeremy, remember the last concert you were at with Pearl Jam?
Yes, sir.
And how we didn't sing any songs. I just went out there and fiddled with a ukulele and then said 3,000 things about the environment. And then Greta Thunberg and I sang Happy Birthday to the Earth.
It was amazing.
$450. At least you didn't pay a Ticketmaster fee. It's fantastic. Come see Pearl Jam. Talk to you. When concerts are allowed to be back again someday.
All right, in the middle
of someday we'll go all the way. Jimmy!
All right, in the middle left square, I don't know why he's here, but it's SpongeBob SquarePants.
I'm here for the panty raid! Remember earlier in the week, we had a panty raid, and some of my cartoons are way too controversial, Patrick.
You raided Mr. Krabs'
That's
mom's
right.
house.
We went to Mr. Krabs' mother's house and stole her crab panties.
What were they like?
Crabby! Full of crab. But now it's so controversial that Pussy America can't see it without thinking it's too detrimental to women. To which I say, kill yourself! If SpongeBob's too controversial, you're too weak for the earth.
All right, in the middle square, it's your keg guides for this morning. Kirby D. Williams
and
Brady.
We were keg outfitters last night. Isn't that right, Kirby D.?
You got it, old pirate. We were out there hiding those kegs and firing off the text left and right. Remember when we drove down what's now known as Old Wendy's Road? That's where the old Wendy's is. Daddy and I don't go off road names. We go off restaurants that were closed in the area.
Old Denny's.
There's the old Denny's Road and old Wendy's Road, otherwise known as Southern, to all the rest of you guys. And then we enjoyed the taste of a smooth Colt 45 while Daddy drove around in our brand new Lincoln, throwing kegs out to the masses over there by the old Village Inn Road that meets up with the old Grandy's.
Grandy's.
That's right. I remember Grandy's,
so
and I'm
good.
Only 12 because Daddy's got the recipe book. And then we went by the old TGIF, and there was just a bunch of Chinese people in there yelling at us. Turns out it's just a church by Fiesta Mall, man. Isn't that right, Daddy?
That's right. You did a great job. We did a great job last night hiding those kids, Herbert Herbs. Way late into the midnight hour. 9 dark. It's midnight somewhere.
And the CPAP alarm went off.
The old man dreamt he was out with me, and that's adorable. Dementia patients say the darndest things.
Happy Easter, Kirby Herbs.
Happy Easter, old pirate. Here's a chocolate bunny. Watch my daddy eat the ass out of this thing. Look at him go.
Nom, 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 nom.
All right, the middle white square, it's a front butt midday job.
That's not an introduction for old front butt. 100.7 FM. KSLX. Tell you what, this week I'm going to give you pictures of me in my bikini, and we'll call it the Play-Doh Playmate. And you're going to see me mucking around with my fat, making it into shapes of people you would understand.
What are you doing this Sunday?
Well, Sunday is Easter, Brady. Front butt is your Easter bunny weekend coming at you. Oh, front butt, giving you your Easter treats.
Woo!
Songs from Orleans. Air Supply, Crosby, Stills, and Nash. We're going down the greatest classic hits of Front Butt's favorite Yeaster hits. I tell you what, KSLX would make the greatest decision ever hiring old Front Butt in the middays. Because I'm ready to go. I'm going to give you Cadbury cream eggs I lay myself. I reach into a gap in my body, and it's surprise, surprise. We find some yolk somewhere, I guarantee it.
Those are my favorite.
Nothing better on Easter Sunday than a plate full of front butt yolk. I'm going to go throw up. 100.7 KSL X with front butt.
All right, in the bottom left square, it's Brady's secret square. Give us some hints, Brady.
Yes, I'm dead. I was an actor. I was Vito Corleone. I could have been a contender.
What is going on over there?
Wrong movie.
You guys.
You didn't say.
I did two different movies.
What was what's the other movie then? What's the second movie that I could have been a contender?
Cinderella. Man.
Don't say it. Cinderella, you have no idea. You thought yes. That was The Godfather.
Stella!
No, that's a different one, too. Now he's just reaching.
No, I did not. I knew that was not The Godfather. Two different
did
movies.
Did you?
Also, I was really good at making deformed animals. And I'll F anything.
Oh, yeah. Dr. Moreau. Man.
You got a hole? I want to do it.
Okay.
You know Dr. Moreau better than The Godfather?
Maybe. Maybe.
I put my finger in some butter and slide it in your ass. I think that was a Godfather as well.
All right, good enough.
Good enough is
it was like my Biden.
Mildly.
All right, in the bottom middle square, well, it's Jesus and the Easter Bunny.
That's exactly right. Have some respect for Marlon Brando, for crying out loud. Where's his harp?
Uh-oh. What?
Oh, there.
That's better. Hey, Brady.
Hey, God.
Yeah.
Jesus, Son
That's
of God.
Right.
What's up, JC?
What God, you doing, bud?
Holy Spirit.
What you doing this weekend?
I'm going to celebrate you rising from the dead.
Yeah? You're going to ask me what I'm doing?
Okay.
Just hanging around.
Only today.
Hey! Don't forget about me, the real face of Easter. My name's the Easter Bunny. That's me. Hey, does anybody have a ladder and some pliers? This guy looks like he needs help. Don't bother with that. It ruins the story if anyone takes me down. I'll just wait here for a few more hours. Want some wine? Put your mouth on my leg.
Jesus, thank you for doing that.
You opened a tap?
I have a tap of it on my leg. Brett knows the story. Brady surprised me he didn't get it.
Later this afternoon, that.
Later on, somewhere around 3 Eastern, you're going to tap my leg.
All right, in the bottom right square, it's the boss man, Trip Reeb.
Yeah, here comes Trippy Cottontail. Remember when everybody knew I was the Easter Bunny for
tripping
a while?
Down the bunny trail?
Tripping down the bunny trail. Hippity hoppity, Jeremy's fire. Front butt's on her way. Yeah. What are you doing for Easter this weekend, Brady?
All sorts of
sinning.
Things. Sinning? A lot of sinning.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Eat the ass out of every black Whoa. Bunny I see.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's Interracial Sunday. With bunnies. Where's your mom, Brady?
At home.
I want to eat the ass out of that bunny, too.
Jeez.
You heard me. It's been since the Clinton administration, since somebody got funkadelic with it. I'm doing it. Two
Go
tickets
for
to
it.
Columbus, please. One for me and one for my hog. It rides shotgun. Yeah! Here comes Trippy Bunny Tail. Who's on the line?
We got David and Tracy.
David, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Tracy, are you there?
Yes.
All right.
Oh, jeez.
Tracy, you're a girl. Go right ahead. Pick a square. Go ahead, Tracy.
Today.
Anytime.
Top left.
Oh, God.
Do you know the name?
It's Jay Gutentag, man. Doesn't really matter. I'm involved. And I knew the chick would get me, man. I knew it. You know, one of my jobs as president's going to be stop throwing these Mexican clams over my wall.
Land clams?
Yeah, man. We got to stop these illegal clams.
Clam trafficking.
I know you want to be in the States and all, but Gutentag's got a rule. Sign the guest book before you toss the clams over the 14-footer. We put it up for a reason. How you doing, Tracy?
Good.
You ever met a girl like me?
You sound pretty manly.
Well, that's all you need to know. I bet you like to be manhandled.
Now.
And I'm just a lady to get her done. Now.
I'll have to ask my husband.
Yeah, well, I'll just chin check that bitch and be on you in no time. Ask the president a question.
All right, President Guten Tag, Shakespeare's longest play was Romeo and Juliet. True or false?
I don't know. I didn't make it all the way through. I fiddled the bean through the sex scene and went to sleep like most people. By the way, Tracy, you ever seen a chick with a pipe down to her ankle? I changed it, Brady.
I have.
Well, I'm that lady. And to the guy on the phone, I say the same thing. Pipe down, ankle. I'm talking to a lady. I answered your question, douche.
I didn't hear you. What'd you say?
I said I didn't make it through. I don't care how long it was.
All right. She says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I say false.
That's right. It is false. X gets the square. All right, David, pick a square.
Kirby D.
All right, Kirby D and Brady, your cat guides this morning.
I got top billing, you old pirate. It looks like people like me more than they do the old man. But you're right. It's 10 in the morning. Daddy's probably not making much sense anymore, and he wants a nap. So Kirby D to the rescue, baby.
Man.
Almost turned that one into Guten Tag. How you doing over there, friend?
I'm fine. I got this. Don't worry about it. You just pipe down, ankle. All right, ask us a question. We're so sleepy, we were up till 12 dark last night, which in military time is 0-1200.
Genius. All right,
it's almost 12,000 if you move the zeros around. I messed up the decimal. What?
All right, Brady, the rarest color of M&Ms is brown. True or false?
Racism. The rarest color of M&Ms is brown? They're all brown on the inside.
He's not lying. Bite an M&M, man.
I never bitten one in half before. They're too small, but they're brown. I'll say all of them are brown. That's what I think's happening.
What? Read it.
I'm not reading any of that.
All right, David, true. He's she and he said true. Do you agree or disagree?
Disagree.
You shouldn't have done that. It is true. X gets the square.
Yeah.
All right, Chipper Tracy, go ahead and pick Trip Reeb.
Trip Reeb.
Yeah. Hi, Tracy. Hey, Tracy, how are you? How are you? Yeah.
I'm tired. Been Easter cake hunting.
Yeah, did you find a keg?
She said hunting, right?
She said, okay.
We didn't.
You didn't find one? Did you
look? We've been looking since like 4 a.m.
Oh, man. That's terrible. Did you have a man with you?
Of course, I have to have my driver.
That's yeah, it's nice. Got to get you there so you don't crash.
Good woman.
Yeah, that's good.
And we have found two in the past years, but this year, no luck.
You know what? Come to Mavericks tonight. I'll be there. And I'll get you a big, thick keg if you want. Yeah. I think I left it in my bedroom. Follow me.
Are those the pony kegs?
Ooh, a shot at my manhood. Don't take that kind of crap, Trip. Chin check that bitch. Jay Guten Tag is violent. All right, go ahead. Ask away for the win,
all right, boss.
Lady.
True or false? The right lung is slightly smaller than the left lung.
I don't know. Tracy, are you menstruating?
No.
We all know I like a little pulp in my pomegranate.
Oh!
Good thing I don't like pomegranate.
Yeah, well, I do. Don't worry about it. You won't be eating any. Hey, also, Brady, isn't it like something with Easter has to do with SETI's Jubilee? Because you know Trippy likes a Cherry's Jubilee on top. Yes! It's a big celebration weekend. Jesus bled for us, so bleed for me. Yeah! No! Anyway, I'll say the right lung is smaller than the left lung because it's interesting, not because I care. Ooh.
Whoa.
Turn the radio down.
All right. He said true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree. I think it's true.
Oh, nope. That's false. The left one is smaller.
Game continues.
Oh, no.
All right. All right, David, pick a square.
All right, let's go with front butt.
We're going with front butt.
Oh, we always want to go Easter front bunny. Butt. Another classic rock moment here. We played some earlier this week in the birth of Cat Stevens, celebrated his 75th birthday. And we played a little Time Passages. And let's be honest, time has not been kind to old front butt. That's right, 450 pounds of climbing stairs. Why can't they ever put the radio studios on the first floor? Old front butt struggling. Might file a suit. KSL. X. Oops. My mess just collapsed. Brady, pick that up.
Let me help you with that.
Brady, grab that.
I got a stapler.
It looks like it looks like a hairnet in some sort of jello. Mind the bananas.
No, you sold it. Wow.
Sorry, front butt has an issue with the front butt. Hey, let me ask you a question. Don't you just hate two-story houses? Front butt does. Coming up in a little bit, Motley Crue. I spent a weekend with Motley Crue, getting all sorts of insides torn out. Back when front butt was a reasonably shaped woman. Anyway, ask away there, buddy.
All right, true or false, the moon has seven phases.
My moon has seven phases. Every time I take my pants off, the time changes happen. Finally got them down, it's 3 hours later. I'm on East Coast time when I start a dump, and I'm on California time when it's over.
Brady tells time by you.
Brady can tell time by my eclipses.
It'd be low time.
Oh, it's low tide on. Coming up in classic rock, one of the finest cover bands I've ever had the pleasure of hanging out with, the Foopa Fighters. They're coming up tonight. It's going to be great stuff. Got Ted Nugent coming in a little while. He'll still bang me front butt. I'll say true. It has seven phases.
All
what
right.
A moon. I've never seen the moon. Usually I'm worn out from walking up and down the stairs at work, so I never see nighttime anymore.
You have two moons.
That's right. I'm like Andor. Front butt's the size of Andor, might as well. Is it Tatooine that had two moons or two stars? Who knows? Who cares? Front butt does. Front butt out.
All right, he says, or she says true. Yeah, do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
You shouldn't have done that. It's false. It's eight.
No. Oh, my God.
All right, the real chipper one, SpongeBob for the win.
SpongeBob.
Hey! There it is. Let me ask you a question really quick here. Have you ever been offended by me, Tracy? So much so that you called Nickelodeon and said, that can never air again.
Not at all.
Don't you think I sound an awful lot like the guy from TMZ? Let's find out what Saweetie's doing in the elevator today on TMZ. I think it's the same guy. Anyway... do you relate at all to Gary the Snail when your pants are off on a slide?
Oh. Meow. Meow.
Hi, Gary. Gary can't go down a slide either.
Meow.
Okay, ask it. Is Jeremy still alive?
Meow.
All right, true or false, the first movie to win the Academy Award for Best Picture, was Wings.
The Howard Hughes movie? There was no panty raid in it. I had no interest. I sexualize women. Sometimes I just whip it out.
Meow.
Thanks, Gary. I want a Krabby Patty. And your patties. I'll have, I think, I don't know. Let's say yes.
All right, he says true. Do you agree or disagree?
I agree.
That's right, it is true.
Woo-hoo!
Go wins.
Congratulations, lady. Sorry about the kegs.
Thank you.
Nobody wins the keg.
Coming up in 4 minutes, I guess, Alexa. Front butt show starting once again. I'm going to get the lead out.
Of what?
No, you have no idea. I've got a lot of it inside of me, keeping things in. A lot of lead staples keep this thing together. Check out my Instagram page, where you can see the quadrants of front butt.
Whoa, you should discover filters.
No way, I won't filter this thing. You ever seen a 3.5-foot front butt? Well, you will now on KSL. Thanks. And Ted Nugent's going to come in and do his tribute song to me. Cat Fat Fever is going to do right here live in the studios of Front Butt Show. Front Butt. What a stupid thing.
All right, get out of here. She's got a show to do. Telling you, you go to any city in the United States, turn their classic rock station on. They've got that going on in the middays. Guaranteed.
Oh, yeah.
Don't you want to have sex with old front butt? Trying to turn you on. These goddamn stairs make it impossible to do a break.
Krispy Kremes?
Oh, somebody brought in 3 dozen Krispy Kremes for front butt, and they're gone. Thanks, Chris Kelly. I owe you one. Hummity hum hum. What do you mean, no thank you? Front butt's generous.
So generous.
So generous. In size.
Happy Easter, everybody.
All right, let's get out of here. We're done.
He has risen.
Happy Easter, everybody. Happy Easter keg. We'll see you tonight at Mavericks. And also, thanks to our friends at Action Ride Shop, who still have some guy wandering around Sedona by our guest.
He's out there and
poor bastard.
Thinks it's gone.
Well, yeah. I mean, there is an opportunity. You know, Sedona pictures. Has people in it. Yeah. They might have found the keg and gone, what's this, and just moved it.
Yeah.
And also, our friends at Barrio Brewing Company, they give us all the kegs, and all the love goes to them without their help. At Barrio Brewing Company, we don't do this at all. We need the kegs. We don't have those laying around. So thanks to those folks there for an absolutely fantastic partnership there. Another year. 30 years of Barrio Brewing, and they've been helping us out for quite a while with the keg hunt. Action Ride Shop and Mavericks tonight, 6 o'clock. We're going to be out there, and somebody's going to walk out of this day into Easter weekend with $5,000 extra dollars in their pocket. Might be you, keg owner. Congratulations. Thanks again, everybody, for keeping it safe and being smart while we do this silly contest. You guys do great every single year. If we don't see you tonight, we'll catch you Monday right here in the Morning Sickness.
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98.